Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Multidimensional Journey at YouTube channel and the podcast. This is your host, Ayahuasca Carr, and welcome back. I have taken quite the sabbatical since February of 2024 this year because I have been integrating quite a bit. I do plan on releasing a full video and podcast about exactly what has been coming up for me. And this video is a little bit a part of it because we're going to be talking about a modality that has really assisted me. So you may have seen my video that I posted, I think probably about a year ago now, where I go fully in depth of what happened to me in Peru in 2021 when I went to go study ayahuasca pretty intensely for about 2 months. And I came back home with a lot of lessons and a lot of trauma to clean up. So I will be releasing a full video on that, but that's basically what has been happening since February of this year. I've kind of taken a step back from social media, my YouTube channel, and honestly, I just have been enjoying my life. I've been enjoying feeling content and more regulated in my nervous system. And I'm really excited to get into one of the modalities, although there has been many, that has really supported me in this process and helping me release what happened in Peru, helping me integrate in a different way, and so much more. So what I'm referring to is breath work, mainly the philosophy and framework that comes from Stan Grof, the creator of holotropic breath work. And we're going to be taking a deep dive into some of the frameworks, the model, why it is so incredibly helpful. So I know a lot of you that, listen to the podcast or come here to the YouTube channel, you're mainly interested because I mostly talk about ayahuasca, or psychedelics, plant medicines, and working with these tools to heal, to overcome childhood trauma, to overcome trauma, to connect with your higher self, to connect with your most authentic self, all of these different things. So I think the invitation is to look at breath work, these breath work journeys, as kind of a tool that we can utilize that maybe in a way would be considered slightly a little bit more accessible. And I'll talk a little bit more what I mean by that. So breath work, it allows us to simply engage with our breath that is already there, right? It's already inside of us. And we don't have to take anything, although I totally believe in psychedelics and plant medicines, as you know. But breath work is an incredible tool, especially for those who have no interest in ever touching a psychedelic or plant medicine, who are maybe nervous to engage in psychedelic or plant medicines. And I will have to say that I really find breath work incredible for preparation and integration, whether that's for psychedelics or plant medicines, or other types of healing modalities. Like for example, I just had a client do like a QHHT session. It's like Dolores Cannon's quantum healing hypnosis thing. And she's utilized the breath work to integrate some of her insights, So there's a lot of different ways that, one could utilize breath work. I do want to make a distinction here before we go any further. Or kind of just like give you a backdrop. So I've started the Stan Grof holotropic breathwork training. I started it in September of last year. So these trainings are they're really retreats. They're usually a week long and they're incredible. They're so amazing. A lot happens usually during the day. You're ingesting information, you're learning different things, and then around 1 o'clock, we go into the breathwork. And while you're on this retreat, you get two opportunities to breathe, and you also get two opportunities to be the sitter. And it's like a 2-year training. It's a whole thing, okay? And if you're interested in breath work, I've been trained in other types of breath work prior, and I have to say this is by far my favorite. And I really feel like, just for those of you who are watching this who are maybe interested, for those of you who are interested in facilitating psychedelics, plant medicines, deep, huge, non-ordinary states of processes, like that just gets you excited. There's really nothing like these experiences. There's I have to say I couldn't tell the difference between a room full of people taking ayahuasca and these breathwork rooms. So you can take that or leave that, but so shifting, I want to talk about like Stan Grof's model. We won't have time to go into the entire model, but just like a brief taste of what this is, what it can do for you, and then how you can participate. Not in holotropic breathwork, but like a mini version of it online, because holotropic breathwork is a 3-hour experience. It has to be in person. You can't call something holotropic breathwork in certain unless it meets certain criteria and all those things. But I've created an online version that I've been doing for at least 3 or 4 years now. where you can go on this journey with your breath and access non-ordinary states of consciousness. So essentially, the breathwork model, you know, that Stan Grof created, incredibly, by the way, he's a visionary. He is a genius. He's incredible. He's leaving a legacy for so many of us to access non-ordinary states in this very simple yet profound way. It's just really, really amazing. So basically, the instruction, a lot of different breathwork containers or modalities have like very specific instructions in how you breathe. In this approach, there's a simple instruction, but from there, what Stan Grof calls your, at some point, your inner guiding intelligence takes over, and it's not so much about a technique or the way you're breathing, right? A lot, I've been to a lot of breathwork events or other breathwork circles in person, online, all these things where there is a certain modality that you are focusing on. Someone is coaching you through it, and that's cool. You know, that's totally cool. In this approach, none of that is happening. Really, the instruction is just to breathe faster and deeper, deeper and faster than you usually would. Starting with in and out through the mouth. And that could look different from you, even just from what you saw of me. And then from there, really whatever happens is really up to, it's up to, I can't talk, up to you and your inner guiding intelligence. And really that is a term that's been coined by Stan Grof to really kind of reference your intuition, your the piece of you that's guiding you to whatever needs to happen to drive you towards wholeness. So you know, if at some point you're like, breathing in and out of my mouth is not working for me, I want to breathe in and out through my nose. Now I want to switch to in and out through my mouth. And now I want to like rapid fire my breath. You know, there's a lot of versions. I want to stop breathing. I want to take a nap for a second. It's like that's all a part of the journey, like just following that inner guiding intelligence. And that can happen in so many different ways. I'm just feeling a little like fuzzy just from doing that little bit of breath work. So that is one piece of it. Okay, the other piece that's really important is the music that someone's listening to during these breathwork journeys. It's usually very in the beginning, it's very activating, exciting. It's very emotionally evocative. Drums, like it is meant to induce like energy movement, breathing. Like it's very high activity in the beginning. And then as you progress through the journey, you know, you might hear some really cinematic music, emotionally evocative music. I like to throw some EDM in there, electronic dance music. And then as so it's like starting off with that peak and then going all the way down into more meditative and softer and more soothing music. And the online version that I do is about an hour long. So it's an hour long journey. We usually do, well, first of all, you go through an entire preparation with me, you know, I'll have you fill out some forms. You go over the informed consent. You will just share some information with me. We'll get to know each other a little bit. I think it's really important that I help new breathers coming into our community feel really safe. They know exactly, you know, the protocol and they just feel really comfortable. Yeah, all those things are really, really important to me. So there's that piece, and then we breathe on the first and the fourth Monday of every month. So when we meet on Zoom, we all check in, you know, how are you doing? How are you feeling? We set intentions together, and then we'll do a meditation. You know, it's like a just slow, deep breathing, a nice little body scan, just sending gratitude to yourself, calling in if you want to call in, you know, supports or guides or whatever feels right. And then we go into the active breath. You know, basically we take flight into the journey. And then that entire part is an hour long. So do you have to breathe, you know, the same pace the entire time? No. You know, once again, you're following that inner guiding intelligence, what works for you. You know, I've had some journeys where I'm going hard, like hard, hard, hard. I have to say, I've done three of these holotropic breathwork experiences. And you know, I tend to like really go deep, you know, so I am breathing faster and deeper. I'm really like, and it feels that is what my inner guiding intelligence wants to do. That's what it feels like I need to do. I'm very captivated in the process, if that makes sense. And then when I've done breathwork journeys at home, Same thing. Like sometimes I'll really feel like I want to breathe really deep and fast, but I've had other journeys where I breathe really softly. I've had journeys where I have kind of fallen asleep, but it's not really like falling asleep because I'm still conscious. So what I'm trying to say is that, every breathwork journey is completely different. It's never the same. You always get a different experience, which is very similar to psychedelics and plant medicines, or really any non-ordinary state of consciousness work, whether that's EMDR, hypnotherapy, shamanic work. I mean, there's just so many to name, right? So usually it's always different, and what else was I gonna say? So I was gonna talk about the reasons why to maybe consider breath work. For me, I'm just a lover of non-ordinary states of consciousness and the healing arts. So this was definitely, once it was introduced to me, I was like, wow, this is incredible, because I feel like I can go as deep as I go with psychedelics or plant medicines. But it's not as hard on my nervous system. And I feel more in control, because if I want my journey to be turned up, I just breathe harder, faster, and deeper. If I want it to be turned down, breathe slower. There's things I can do to control the energy. But in terms of these experiences, I mean, it can help with a lot of things, like releasing pent up somatic energy, meaning energy in our nervous system that wants to be released. And that could just be from daily emotions building up all the way to the past, whether it's childhood, things that have happened recently in our adulthood, different traumas from relationships, life, all of that. That's it can be really good to release. It can really help to get downloads and insights for whatever it is that you kind of like what your intention is. So say I'm seeking insight on, what is my purpose in life, or what are my next steps? Breathwork can be a great way to go inside, to actively engage in the breath and receive those downloads and to receive that insight. I mean, I definitely believe that breathwork journeys can surprise us sometimes. Like, we go in, we set an intention, which is not required, by the way, but I always love to set an intention. And things pop up that I like from years ago that are coming through that really want to integrate. Different parts of myself are still seeking to fully integrate, to be fully seen and heard and felt through noise making, through shaking, through the breathwork process. And I know I'm talking about breathwork, so it's kind of hard to imagine it, but like, you basically want to imagine yourself laying down, breathing, through that circular breathing, deeper and faster, faster and deeper, with no spaces in between. And if you think about it, at some point, that breathing alone is going to shift your nervous system, your consciousness. A lot of emotion starts moving, and a lot of shaking might happen, a lot of flailing might happen, a lot of like dancing and movement, or like noise making will happen. And it doesn't, none of it really needs to make sense, right? You're just following that inner guiding intelligence as you move towards wholeness or completion or whatever you're working through. I've had myself included, and I've witnessed a room full of people, and my own clients get so much out of these experiences, because they're just releasing pent up emotions. They're getting insights on the things that they've been confused about for a while. They have a nervous system reset. They're able to get back into their parasympathetic nervous system, which is really nice, right? Because yeah, I feel like we can all use more nervous system regulation and so many different things, so that those are some ways that the breath work can help. And if you have any questions about anything that I went over or that I didn't go over, just post in the chat box, and I'll be sure to kind of answer your questions and go over more. So kind of just sharing a little bit, like I said, I'm going to release a fuller video, but the thing that's really helped, if you watched, I'll leave the link down below for my full video for what happened in Peru in 2021. So right now is like technically the 3-year anniversary of this experience that I had in Peru, and that's like a really long time, right? So I really feel like what's happening with the holotropic model and the trainings is that, like I said, for those of you who are interested in getting training in psychedelics and plant medicine, and essentially learning how to hold space for non-ordinary states of consciousness. I mean, number one, I feel like I learned more there in 1 week than I learned in 2 months in the jungle in terms of how to actually hold space. ethically, with integrity, with good boundaries, with how, I mean, they really teach you how to regulate your nervous system as a facilitator. And it's really interesting and bizarre to reflect on. Like, none of that was really discussed in the jungle. It was just kind of expected that you'd figure it out, how to facilitate and regulate. And when you facilitate in the ayahuasca tradition, you take the ayahuasca. So we kind of had to, like, they didn't go over any of that. We just kind of like had to figure it out. They gave us some shamanic tools, but I'm just learning like that's not what worked for me, you know? So I think like that in itself has been a huge, just a huge, how do I want to say, awakening, just so much gratitude for the training. I think the other thing, because the trauma that I went through happened in a group non-ordinary state of consciousness, i.e. during an ayahuasca ceremony, I've experienced just corrective experience after corrective experience after corrective experience. So corrective experiences are important when someone goes through trauma. It basically starts to show the nervous system that this is no longer something to be threatened by. And so essentially being in a room full of people like really popping off, like really having huge cathartic processes. That was a part of my trauma after Peru because I was so disoriented, like on the medicine, and the room was so dysregulated. This was at least my perception. And I just felt so helpless and so alone in all of that. And during these retreats, like I've been able to ask for help and receive it multiple times. I felt like empowered in everyone's catharsis rather than totally disoriented and dysregulated. I have actually had experience where I've like cried like tears of joy, especially in the sitter role when you just watch the room unfold. It's incredible. So it's just been amazing. So if you have any questions about the holotropic breathwork retreats, you can definitely post them below. It's hard to put it all into a video, so I tried to explain as best I can, but all I can say is that I've done a lot of trainings. A lot. And this by far is one of the best ones I have experienced. And I can't wait to just continue, you know, learning from the Stan Grof lineage and all these beautiful things. So if you are interested in journeying with us online on Zoom for our online transformational breathwork journeys, there is a link below. You just put in your name and your email. That will pre-register you. And that will basically tell me that you're interested in the journeys, and then I'll reach out to you. So then you and me, I'll send you some forms over to review. Just make sure you don't have any contraindications because this type of breath work can be very activating and isn't for everyone. But so that's why we go over that for safety. And then you and I will just chat for like 15 minutes one-on-one. And then we breathe every first and fourth Monday of the month. So newcomers can come. It's not like I said cucumbers. Newcomers can come for free, you know, and then from there you can either do drop-in classes for $45 for each class, or you can subscribe to our like monthly subscription and you'll get two journeys a month for $45. So thank you guys so much for being patient with me as I have taken a sabbatical. It really has been really helpful in so many different ways. It's been really integrative and it's been really nice to allow myself to take a step back and yeah, just feel back into the rhythms of my nervous system. And yeah, so I'm really excited to come back on here and make content and do all the things. So thank you guys so much for listening, tuning in. I love being of service in this way. So just thank you. Thank you so much. And I'll see you guys next time. Take care. Bye.